This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
How are you, Troy?
I'm fine. It's too early for this.
It's 9:44.
Yeah, I work nights. So for me, this is like 3 a.m. right now.
Dedication to do a podcast at 3 a.m.
Agreed.
A Groot.
Okay. Right. Sorry, I'm a little late. I was walking the pooch.
Sorry. It may result in Troy getting a bonus point. I haven't decided yet.
Nice.
You're welcome, Troy.
I like it.
You're not going to need it. You're playing me, but still, you're welcome.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak discovered in A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Greetings, dear podcast listeners, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. If you are new to this podcast and you're like trying to find it online, pro tip, game show is one word. Captain Game Show. If you type it in as two separate words, you'll get a whole bunch of stuff about Captain N, the Game Master. Now, I'm not saying I got the best show in the world, but it's better than f***ing Captain N, the Game Master. Let's meet tonight's guests. Troy.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Chris.
Hi. I'm dancing on the ceiling.
I don't know why this is happening. Philip.
Commodore Perry.
Sure. You know what? 1 point each. What the hell?
Great. Starting off strong.
This is Captain Game Show. It is a trivia wordplay podcast on the Infinite Potato Alliance Network. Most shows do, and this show will, consist of 3 rounds of gameplay where I ask questions and or give clues to the contestants that they attempt to answer and or decipher. And 1 round of intermission improv where I come up with a general game for them to play or that they must react to on the spot. Questions in each round will either be assigned, which I'll assign particular questions to particular people, or they'll be buzz in, meaning I'll just ask the question and the first person who thinks they know it says their name and I'll call on them to answer. I will usually, but not always, allow people to steal questions if someone else gets it wrong. Huh. You know, I had an intermission improv in mind, but let's do something slightly different. I've done this once before. We're going to have a floating intermission improv. Instead of it being a single round nestled between rounds 2 and 3, it's going to be a panic button that you can activate at will. So when we did it before, everyone was allowed to say That's what she said.
Nice.
I was part of that ship.
You were. You were. Instead of that's what she said, I want to give you some options. You may choose name your sex tape.
Okay.
Or that was my nickname in college.
Nice.
All right, so if we hear an errant phrase that we think fits, we say, that's the name of my sex tape. Is that how that works?
Name of your sex tape, but yes. Name of your sex tape. That's my nickname in college. I suppose you could also... that's a pretty good band name, which I say a lot, just in life.
Okay.
I usually do the college one, so mm-hmm. Try the sex tape.
That's what she said. I'm allowed. That's my one.
Allowed what?
Exactly. That was my nickname in college. All right. I already regret this, but now I'm committed. All right, let's start.
Round one.
That would have been a perfect that's what she said.
Round one. I call this game Scrabblegrams.
Fight.
In this game, I will give you all 7 letters, just like the game Scrabble. And every answer in this round will be a word that you can compose using some of those 7 letters. Let's do this as an assigned round. These questions aren't particularly difficult. I will give you the part of speech, and I will give you a definition for the word. You say what the word is, and in this game, you must also spell the word.
Mm.
You know. Scrabbly speaking.
Right.
I think that's all you need to know. If you have any questions as they arrive, please feel free to bestow them upon me. Let's start with... Oh, wait. You're probably going to want to know what those letters are.
Yeah.
Your letters are as follows. M, as in... monkey. C, as in cheetah. E, as in ermine. H, as in hedgehog. A, as in antelope. N, as in nightcrawler. I was a little worried about the end. And S as in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nice.
M C E H A N S. Every one of these will use some of those letters. None of these, I don't believe, will use all of the letters.
So there's no answer that's MCE hands?
No. Letters are not used more than once in any answer.
Okay.
Sometimes I make mistakes and I put in words where they do have a letter more than once. If that's happened, sorry. I'm trying my best. All right. Let's start with Troy.
Let's.
This is an exclamation. Declaration typically uttered after a prayer or creed.
Amen. A-M-E-N.
Yeah. Chris.
Go for it.
Noun. A line along which 2 pieces of fabric are sewn together.
Seam, S-E-A-M.
Yeah.
That one is for you, Allie.
Philip.
Mm-hmm.
!/adjective. Expressing a lack of interest or enthusiasm.
Nah, N-A-H.
Hmm. I'll take it. Not what I was thinking of. Anyone, do you want to go for the actual thing?
Someone meh. Else? M-E-H.
Yeah. Meh. Common response to Captain Game Show. Sure.
Yes.
Noun. A physical pain or uncomfortable throbbing sensation.
Uncomfortable throbbing sensation.
Fill up this deal.
Ache. A-C-H-E.
That's it.
Nice.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Noun. A deep fissure in the earth, rock, or another surface.
Philip to steal.
Why am I not seeing it?
It's tricky. 3 seconds.
Yeah. MCE hands.
Philip.
Chasm, C-H-A-S-M.
Oh, man.
Troy.
Yes.
Noun. A helpful person or someone of integrity.
Helpful person or someone of integrity.
Yeah.
The
somewhat of integrity thing is like the, was, you know, I always look up the formal definition. That's like part of the formal definition. But to me, I think of it as a very helpful person.
Chris DeSteele.
I don't know. I'm out.
Chris.
Mensch, M-E-N-C-H.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chris, this one's yours.
Okay.
Noun. Dermal condition associated with excessive oil and puberty.
Philip to steal.
Oh, acne, A-C-N.
Yeah. Philip. I would say there are probably 2 answers you can give for this one. I am looking for the one that has 5 letters. Noun. Large anime robot.
Mecha. M-E-C-H-A.
Yeah. And wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then I'm confused as to why I'm ending on Troy. But here we are. Troy.
Yes.
Noun or verb. A con or manipulation. A dishonest scheme.
A con or manipulation.
Philip to steal.
Dishonest scheme. Scam. S-C-A-M.
Yes.
Nice.
And I'll do a bonus. Noun or verb. A plan, often complex, designed to obtain a particular objective. This word has slightly negative connotations.
And
this is not one of the words you messed up?
Yeah, I think it might be a word you messed up, John.
It is a word I messed up.
Philip.
Ah, Chris.
Scheme.
Scheme, damn it.
S-C-H-E-M-E.
I knew it too. That was a scheme.
Mm-hmm. That was a scam is what it was.
You're no mensch.
Does mensch have an S in it?
No.
What? But I looked it up, it did.
Mensch? M-E-N-C-H.
Yeah. He said an S. It does it. Yeah, it has an S in it.
M-E-N-C-H doesn't have an S.
M-E-N-S-C-H.
Well, then I spelled it wrong. Do I get a point off?
No, because I didn't notice.
Oh, okay.
You're spelling wrong. I'm spelling wrong. What the hell kind of Scrabblegrams is this?
It's an ace one. That's what I say. You're a great MC.
Okay.
You're doing fine.
The acme of MCs.
Say the acme or the acne?
Acme.
Oh. Either one you could justify. Round two.
Round two.
Sorry, I'm a ham.
Double or nothing.
Fight.
This is one of the accidentally cooperative games of Captain Game Show, where instead of asking a question to one player, I will ask a question to two players. And each of you must provide your half of the answer. If you both get it right, you both get a point. If one of you gets it wrong, nobody gets a point. These are often answers in the form of blank of the blank or blank and the blank for easy competitor divisions. This is a slight variation on that. All of these answers will be in the form of blank of blank. For example, if I were to say Godzilla is known as this, Troy and Philip, Troy would say king, Philip would say of the monsters.
Got it.
Everything will be blank of blank. And
King of the Monsters was the name of my band in college, by the way.
That's legit. That's solid.
title of my sex tape. Title of your sex tape.
You get one.
Ah. It's legit. It's
if,
so good.
If I give you, if I call your name first, you must answer the first part. If you know your part but your partner doesn't, then the third player will have the opportunity to come in and answer the question, thus allowing you to earn your point and earning themselves a point as well. Mm. I've probably overexplained this. I think you guys get it.
Yet I have one question.
What is your question?
If you're second and you know your part, but your partner doesn't know the first part, can you say your second part first?
Nope, you cannot. Mm. That is a good question. No, you can't. Answers must be given in order. If the first player doesn't know their part, then the third player can steal it. And if they don't know it, then the second player is SOL. All right, so let's start. Chris and Philip. Chris, you're first.
All right.
2020 Judd Apatow film starring Pete Davidson and Marissa Tomei.
Wow.
So this helps you at all. Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live fame.
Yeah.
No, probably not. And Marissa Tomei.
I know who she is.
Can I give more hits?
No, you certainly cannot. That would be cheating.
How about
Christ. I mean, I could just say anything. So I'm going to say... I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Troy.
Sorry. SOL.
Troy, can you steal the first part?
Yes, I can. The king.
Philip.
of Staten Island.
Correct. Philip and Troy. Philip, you're first. This 1998 sequel starred Brad Dourif and Jennifer Tilly and was the fourth installment in the Child's Play horror series.
Bride
of Chucky.
Yes.
You had me at Jennifer Tilly.
Demi sex tape.
Nice.
Troy and Chris. Troy, you're first.
Yep.
This trio's self-titled album featured the Irish hip-hop classic Jump Around.
House.
Oh, God, you guys. House.
I was like, this is probably 50-50 for Chris because it was right around the right age. I just don't know if he was into it.
Of Pain, because that's what I'm in right now.
Title of your sex tape.
That's correct.
Is it? Which one, the sex tape or Of Pain?
House of Pain is the right answer.
Jump around, jump around. I thought that was Crisscross. Jump, no. jump.
That's a good song. I can understand how you can make that mistake.
Thank you, Joel. Well, you're so get me.
If you could hear the song, yes. Not if you watch the video. They don't look alike.
No. They do not.
Let's mix it up. So
I can understand why you make that mistake because the title of your sex tape.
You heard me say you only get one, right?
Oh, really? I thought it was only one at a time. Yeah, I'll stop. Great.
Title of your sex tape.
Alright, let's see. Philip, Chris, Philip, you're first. I've never read this or seen any of the adaptations, so this is straight from Wikipedia. Set in the late 19th century, this 1908 children's novel tells the story of Anne Shirley, an 11-year-old orphan girl who is mistakenly sent to two middle-aged siblings who had intended to adopt a boy to help them out on the farm.
Anne of...
Is it me?
Yes.
Anne of Green Gables.
Yes. Troy and Philip. The phrase that the Highlander would speak when he revealed his true immortal identity and or was in the process of seducing a woman. This is just my observation. This isn't like, you know, documented anywhere. It's just what I've noticed.
I've actually never seen Highlander, so I don't know.
That is very surprising to me.
I know it is.
Chris, can you steal the first part?
Can you say it again?
Yeah. The phrase that the Highlander would speak when he revealed his true immortal nature and or was in the process of seducing a woman. Usually both. How would he come out, as it were, as an immortal? How would he introduce himself?
I'm Connor of... No freaking clue. I don't know. I really don't know what you're talking about.
I know what it is. Dang it.
Philip, you have the second part.
The first part says, I'm Connor of?
No, that was my guess. Oh, really? Do I get half a point for that?
Yeah, we'll see what Philip says.
Yeah, I know it now. Great. Awesome. Fantastic.
I'm surprised that you're saying that there's more than one answer, because as I understand, there can only be one. But I don't know what the second part is.
That's too bad. Sorry, Jory. You want to say it for no points?
Sure. I'm Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
And then he goes into his whole backstory about how old he is and how he's died. And then they get busy.
Literally the only two things I know about Highlander are Connor McLeod, and there can be only one. So I just went with the only thing that could be with an of.
Right.
So do I get a point for that? I mean, it's pretty crafty.
Pretty sure.
I'm not above begging.
The name of the game is in Double or Something.
I'm not above being is the name of my sex tape.
You know what? I retract my regret.
Shit, hilarious. That's what she said.
Let's see. Chris and Troy. Chris, you're first.
Okay.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again.
The sound
of silence.
Yes.
We'd have gotten it right either way. We just didn't say anything.
Half point. Philip and Chris. This is Philip and Troy. Philip, you're first. The former Borg who served aboard the Starship Voyager.
Seven of
nine.
Yeah. Chris and Troy. This Disney Channel sitcom ran from 2007 to 2012 and focused on three magical teens as they master their powers and help their dad with the family business.
You're kidding, right?
I think I got it.
You can't give me fucking seven of nine, but you give me Disney Channel. Okay.
I don't decide. Well, I mean, okay, I guess technically on this one, I do decide who gets what question, but I'm not. I'm not attributing what the question is to whoever gets it. I'm going in the order of the questions as they fall.
All right. I'm just Disney Channels. It's not Girl Meets World. It's not Drake and Josh.
Okay, we're not going to see.
It's not Corey in the House. Lineup. I mean,
it's simple. I don't know will suffice.
There's a way he could guess the first word.
I wrote this question in such a way that if you vaguely had an inkling, you might get it.
Well, that's just calling me stupid now, isn't it? John, I don't know. Is that what you want to hear?
I'm not sure I would have gotten it, to be fair. Philip, no, still the first part?
Wizards.
Uh-huh. Troy?
Of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I have heard of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't have told you what it was about. Selena Gomez was on that show?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you're in luck. Troy, Phillip. Troy, you're first. Another Disney Channel comedy. This one is about twin brothers who live and play in a 5-star Boston hotel.
The Suite Life of
Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
Sprouse?
I was about to say, have any of you ever watched that?
Nope.
I'm more about the yacht seasons than the hotel seasons.
I'm 51.
I like the kid better on Friends, frankly. That's where he did his best work.
Shots fired at Riverdale.
I stand by my statement.
Name your sex tape.
Have you seen the clip from Riverdale where someone says that like they grew up running drugs and someone is like, I understand because I didn't make the football team?
No.
Oh, man. I'll never watch that show, but it looks great.
Looks like one of those beautiful train wrecks that I try to avoid. All right. This would normally be a time for intermission improv, but since intermission improv has been sprinkled all around you this whole time, we're just going to step lightly and saunter right into round three of the show.
Final round.
Not to be confused with.
Fight!
It's the game everyone loves to hate, hates to love, loves to love, and hates to hate. It is a game of improper synonyms, wherein I will take two words or phrases that seemingly could be mean the same thing or something similar, but of course mean two very different things. I didn't write out the example. Let's see. See if I can think of this on the spot. For example, if I were to say someone who never ages or dies, not to be confused with a type of motor, a type of electromagnetic motor that continuously generates energy, you would say immortal, not to be confused with die no more.
Dynamo. Would I say that?
Dynamo?
Wow, I thought the answer was perpetual motion machine.
Me too. I like dynamo better, though.
Dynamo.
Dynamo was my name in college, by the way.
So it was.
Mine was perpetual motion machine.
That's the title of your
song. It's going to be a high-scoring game here, gentlemen. All right, let's do this round as Buzz In. I will describe the two things. You buzz in, say your name if you think you know what it is, in such a way that the joke makes sense. Good luck. The actor who played the misanthropic medical Sherlock Holmes on Fox for 8 years. Not to be confused with the children's game where little kids pretend to be grown-ups.
Troy.
Hello? Troy.
Hugh Laurie, not House.
Philip.
Oh, interesting. Because that was also my... You asked for the actor.
I'm aware of what I said.
Krista Steele.
For the record, Troy, you're not wrong, but there is an answer that is more correct. Philip.
Okay, great. Story of my life.
No, I just want to... It sounds like Chris knows, so I just go up to Chris.
Chris.
Hugh Laurie, not to be confused with playing House.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You're right. That is better.
Name of my sex tape.
All right. You got me. The symbol that denotes a trending phrase or topic on social media, as opposed to when one criminal betrays their partner in the middle of a heist.
Philip. An up arrow, not a stick up? No.
No.
Pardon my language and forget it.
This one is very good.
If you do say so yourself.
I got the first part. Did you say the second part again?
I will say the whole thing again.
Okay.
The symbol that denotes a trending phrase or topic on social media, not when one criminal betrays their partner in the middle of a heist. It is not obvious, but it works when you think about it.
Chris. Hashtag not to be confused with double cross.
That's it.
Oh.
That's nice. Not what a hashtag designates.
Yeah, it is.
A hashtag. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to. We can have this argument in the credits.
Right. Okay. Someone who participates in foot races or marathons, not a drink taken immediately following hard liquor, so it doesn't burn so bad going down.
Philip.
A runner, not a chaser. A runner, not to be confused with a chaser.
Yeah. I should have put these in better order, but it's fine. You know what? There's still time. I can do it right now. I'm going to move these two to the end because I like them.
Meanwhile, an ad from our sponsor.
Meanwhile, you guys are going to suffer through the rest of them because I don't like them as much. That's what she said. Someone who likes to walk through the woods for exercise or relaxation, not to be confused with a double-wide mobile home.
Philip. A hiker, not a trailer?
Yes. Slang for someone of little importance or influence, also a 2021 film starring Bob Odenkirk, not the proteins in blood designed to fight viruses and bacteria.
Philip. Nobody, not an antibody.
Yeah. Okay. The system that allows your phone or car to navigate you to a destination, as opposed to an electronic device that provides access to the internet or private network.
Can you say the second part again? And then you're going to say, I can say the whole thing again.
I wasn't going to say the whole thing again. Taking a half point away. Don't you don't know me. an electronic device that provides access to the internet or a private network.
Troy. Taking a stab. Stay in my sex tape. Google Maps, not to be confused with router.
Chris. GPS, not to be confused with router.
Yeah. I'm going to give you half point for that. I'm going to give you half point for that, Troy.
Okay.
I wouldn't have gotten it without you, Troy.
You know what? You know what? Actually, I will give you both a point. Once again, Troy, you weren't wrong.
Just not as correct as I can.
Not as correct.
I'm literally staring at a router right now and I couldn't get it.
Did you say private?
The internet or a private network.
Okay.
Is that not right?
I don't know. Got it. We got it. So.
Okay.
I would say GPS or router is a fun. That's fun.
I think that's what we said.
Yeah. It's fun.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks. The 1999 Kevin Smith film about two fallen angels. Not to be confused with a common insult or exclamation of disgust or surprise. I'll honestly be a little surprised if anyone got that.
Chris. Dogma, not to be confused with holy shit.
No.
I believe it's a demon shit in Dogma.
Yeah,
This is going to be a two-pointer. Someone gets this. Three seconds.
Wait, Chris?
Chris.
Can I go again? Dogma, not to be confused with my word?
No.
I gave it a shot.
Troy.
Troy.
I'll also give it a go. I'll give it a guess. Dogma, not to be confused with God damn it. So, all right. Took a shot.
Sure. I tried to think of like famous times when this phrase was uttered, but it would have been like, it would either be too vague or too obvious. So, Philip, you want to give it a shot for our
no, reveal? Thanks.
Okay. Dogma, not to be confused with son of a bitch.
Okay. So I was thinking that, but here's the problem. Dogma, right? So that's the mother. How is that? That doesn't.
Don't dig too deep. Don't scratch beyond the surface of this.
Philip, one of the clues once was eyeballs, not to be confused with steroids.
Okay, but that works. that's hilarious because those are the same thing. But a dogma, though it's a mother, it's not going to be a son.
Not to be confused with. That is why I call this not to be confused with, and not, I don't know, panorama or like.
I'm just saying, that's no GPS or router.
That is fun.
It feels less fun every time you say it.
Next episode, look for the game Panorama.
As long as it's not Groot Sings the Hits, we're all ahead of the game.
I'm probably going to call this whole podcast Panorama, to be honest. The numeral that traditionally falls between 1 and 3. Not the long-distance method of communication based on flags and arm positions.
Chris?
Oh! It's so good.
Chris?
2, not to be confused with semi-4?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
Oh, boy. All right. Last one. The animated blue cartoon. I was like, how hard should I make it for them to say the number 2? The animated blue cartoon animals that are the spokes creatures for a brand of toilet paper. Not to be confused with the animated yellow cartoon animal that hangs out with Christopher Robin.
Chris.
Chris.
The Charmin Bear, not to be confused with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Or Pooh Bear, I should say, right? Charmin Bear, not to be confused with Pooh Bear.
I'll vote Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Either one works just fine. All right.
I would say Winnie the Pooh is real, so not necessarily just animated, but fine.
There's a sex tape joke in there somewhere.
That means sex tape. Oh, all right. I'm going to give you one more point for that last one, Troy.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Final scores. Troy.
Yeah.
17 points.
Okay.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
19 points.
Whoa.
Philip, 18 points.
No way.
Chris? I lost that half point. It cost me.
Philip's been dominating this entire game. How did that happen? But I'll take it.
You caught up and surpassed during the last round.
Well, thank goodness for Winnie the Pooh. Am I right?
That last round killed me.
Name me your sex tape. John, you were pausing for so long. I know you were waiting for someone. 3 points.
Taking a half point away. You don't know me.
All right. That podcast was a thing of beauty, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you all. And Chris, thank you most of all. Congratulations. You are the victor. To the victor goes the spoil. The spoil is more talking.
I'm good at that.
Please feel free to pitch, plug, and or promote anything you like.
Okay, well, you can hear me discussing Quantum Leap with my co-hosts Matt and Allison on the Quantum Leap podcast. That's quantumleappodcast.com, where we discuss all things Quantum Leap. That's quantumleappodcast.com.
Troy.
Yeah, you can hear my podcast that I do with my buddy AJ, where we talk about all things nerdy and geeky at worldwarg.podbean.com or wherever you get your fine podcasts. Or if you'd like to get a little extra content, you can go to patreon.com/worldwarg and sign up with us.
And Philip.
You can listen to my podcast, Octothorpe or Not, where I talk all about how hashtags mean... Look, I don't have a podcast to promote, but but hashtag does not mean trending.
I know hashtag doesn't mean trending, but it indicates something is trending, and the hashtag is popular.
Well, it doesn't mean something, but it indicates it?
Yeah.
You hung yourself by your own petard right there. That's all I gotta say about that.
No, I said symbol that denotes a trending phrase or topic on social media. Yeah, it doesn't mean, it denotes.
It doesn't denote, it connotes.
It doesn't connote, it connects.
It doesn't connect, it canutes.
It doesn't canute, it canucks.
It doesn't canuck, it Vancouver.
Name your sex tape. All right. And on that note, you can find more family-friendly fun like this wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. You can find other episodes of Captain Game Show. Please like it, rate it, review it, subscribe to it. Tell your friends about it. And as Troy mentioned, he is also a member of the Infinite Potato Alliance. We also have a Patreon that you can Patreon. And your Patreon. For exclusive content. For exclusive content and bonus materials. Let's see. This season's hidden game is finally drawing to a close. I believe, let me check my notes here, episode 135? Yes, 135 will be the final episode that has a hidden game clue. And episode 135 and a half will be the riddle to help you solve that clue. Solve the clue, let me know the answer, win a prize. I'm not going to name your sex tape that. It's gross. Every episode is different. The contestants are different. The games are different. I'm not that different. But you never know what you're going to get when an episode starts. And sometimes there's just f***ing magic. Thank you, gentlemen.
Were we supposed to say Tyler, your sex tape? Was that like a setup?
No. But if it works, it works.
Tyler, your sex tape.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Going out strong.
I refuse. You're baiting us.
That's what she said. Thank you guys once again for playing. Thank you, listeners, once again for listening. And thank you, world, for the many myriad of butterfly flappings and tidal waves that arose the creation of this podcast, Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I don't eat McRib sandwiches. I don't care about when those come around. I don't care about when pumpkin spice flavors come back in the fall. I don't really follow sports, so football season, baseball season, basketball season, March Madness, these all mean very little to me. But I do enjoy a Shamrock Shake.
Mm. Well, don't you ever think about the coincidence of Shamrock Shake and March Madness?
No.
That's preposterous.
No, why would I? No, it's the Shamrock Shake because it's leprechauns and it's what do you call it? St. Patrick's.
Right.
It's green. It's
March.
Green.
March.
I guess.
Well, this year, March Madness was well into April.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it intellectually, but no, there's no innate connection between those two things for me at all.
So it's never like, man, did you hear what Gonzaga did? And you're like, Gonzaga, must be time for a Shamrock Shake.
No. It'd be Gonzaga. Oh, right, the team. That's where that would end.
After credit bonus scene.
So when we did it before, everyone was allowed to say... Everyone was allowed to say, that's what she said.
Nice.
I was playing that shit.
You were. At whatever you felt was the most opportune... Okay, I gotta kick this dog out of here.
That's what she said?
Sadly, more than once. Hold on.
After credit bonus scene.
That's quantumleappodcast.com. We discuss all things quantum doing it. So if you're a fan of Quantum Leap or a fan of my stellar wit, as you've heard on this show, please feel free to go over and check us out. Quantumleappodcast.com.
You clicked out for a minute there. You said we discuss all things Quantum Leap and...
Well, he leapt, so that's what...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who are you? Where am I, Al? What am I here to do?
Okay. But if you actually say the thing, I can just spice it in.
Okay. Where we discuss...
But, you know...
I don't even remember what I said. That's the problem.
After credit bonus scene.
Every now and then, like, when I close the show, Jared would be like, why do you do this? Why don't you... He's like, just write something. Just end it. Just say the thing. You fumble and you falter and you stutter and you bullshit every time. Just write it down and say it. It's like, yeah, because it's, you never know.
So look, I got it.
Yeah. Eventually, I will end the show, and then there'll be a show. That's my philosophy.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, it's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Pum, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up. If you've got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Mutt lets the funk flow. Someone's talking junk. Yo, all in pair of his optics leave a mirror for Rofo. Feeling, funkin', amps in the trunk. And I got more rhymes. And there's cops at a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Show enough, I got props from the kids on the hill and a few Russian bots. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump.
Well done.
That's what she said.